The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora.
It's the 306th episode for Saturday the 16th of May, or if you get it first on our Friday Night Fluffy Slipper Lounge Facebook page, it's the day before then. In fact, the day that we made it. New Zealand Music Month continues. It has been an absolute cluster of a Friday for me. It's been a busy week as anything for you.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward...
it's Friday.
I was looking forward to the weekend, but then I realised I'll be in at work each day for a while. So, oh well. Sister Lavi, that's what I've just returned, literally just returned from a couple of days in Wellington, and getting out of the place was a bit of a challenge. Not Wellington's fault, thanks Christchurch, you're always foggy. And then New Zealand had issues with the jet that we were leaving Wellington on, having technical issues. You could see them working on it.
Oh, righto.
And the aircon wasn't working because the auxiliary power wasn't working until the engines were on. And, you know, it just one thing after another.
But welcome to...
Could be worse.
Flight travel in New Zealand at this time of the year.
Could be somewhere in the Strait of Hormuz.
Indeed.
Or in the Ukraine, or in Gaza, or...
Gore.
Or anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
Speaking of Gore, I had a couple of days with the mayor of that place and met the new one for the Clutha district.
Oh, yes.
I have no idea who he is.
I can't remember his name either.
Jock.
Jock, that's right.
Jock. Doesn't look very Scottish.
I don't know.
Lots of new faces, actually, as I was doing the whole local government circuit, and many of them will be there for the first time and the last time if the central government has their way and does a whole lot of restructuring. But
I don't think that some of them have thought that through.
Not quite. This is May, the middle of May. If you're catching the podcast on Friday in Invercargill off our Facebook page, Night of the Arts is on in the centre of town. If you hurry, you'll catch the tail end of it. Yeah. We'll still be here when you get back. New Zealand Music Month as well. And I'm not sure I've heard of the artist that you've selected to start us with today.
Having said, you know, many times that New Zealand artists are often kind of a bit morose or a bit self-indulgent or a bit, contemplative. Especially more and more so locally, actually. But anyway, don't want to diss the local music scene. This was a revelation that I found via Flying Nun, believe it or not.
Ah.
I get their weekly newsletter and they, you know, periodically I don't make it all the way to the end of their newsletter, but this time I did. And this guy has a very different approach to music. He's a New Zealander called Jacob Park, but he...
Sounds like a lovely place.
It does. Jacob Park here. He works under the name Leaping Tiger. I'm not entirely sure why. And he's now based in London. This song, I think, is a few years old now, but it's just, I really liked it, actually. And some of his more recent stuff, I've listened to a fair bit of it. One of his albums, called Godspeed, is worth a listen. It's the last one he made before he left New Zealand for London. He's a music producer, singer, bass player, pianist, does writer, does many things, sometimes at the same time. It's kind of gone under the radar for me. I don't know about anybody else, but this is one of his songs that I could actually find a version of for you to use. It's called Gooey, and it has a lot to do with the colour green. The music video is very cool, made and directed in New Zealand by somebody called Oscar something. But yeah, it's a bit different for New Zealand music, and I rather like it. So here you go. Let's get Gooey.
It's New Zealand Music Month, and that is Gooey by the artist Leaping Tiger. It's a new album, you were
saying.
Yeah,
sorry, I got that wrong. That's from his new album called Soul Speed.
It's very chill.
Yeah.
Very, very chill.
Yeah, it's, but some of his, I'm quite enjoying listening to some of his work, so yay. Found a new one. New Zealand new one.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge, and it comes via Radio Southland. It's also as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You'll find it on Apple Podcasts. If you're an Android user, then have a look in the Google Play Store for accessmedia.nz. It's an app. It has a kiwi fruit on it. When you download it, you select Radio Southland as your station, and there it is. And we also put the link up on our Facebook page. And if you like the sort of humour that we come up with sometimes, then you might like to check out our Instagram as well, because there's a reasonable degree of
nonsense
fluff gets shared to that in the version of meme or reels, which, speaking of which, later on, bad joke or dad joke, and we'll find out what Lyndall's been scrolling in Lyndall's real world. I did touch on the fact last week that there were a few germs going around, and of course across the weekend we both landed them. I'm not sure. mine affected me. You know, I don't want to sound like a guy, but I think I came off worse than you, or you held it better than I did. But that said, the Virilex that that you've suggested that you take at the very outset does lessen the impact.
I think it does.
Really good.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the whole, you know, sanitize, wash your hands. I had four flights this week and had the face mask on. So people looking at you sideways and going, well, it's for your benefit, actually.
Yeah.
Because I'm coughing a bit.
Whatever the influenza strain is that's going around, not just the cold, the influenza is brutal.
Yeah, well, Ludlow the youngest had that and it knocked him out for a week.
Yeah, and he's still not quite right. But probably not contagious. But mutual acquaintance of ours was, you know, laid low for 2 weeks. She said it's far worse than she had COVID. And from all reports, it's really nasty. So stay at home if
you can. I've got a doctor's appointment on Monday. I've just remembered I might get a flu shot while I'm there, maybe.
You might be able to if you're still sick. You can't have them if you're still sick.
Oh, well.
And it might be too late.
I can always go to the pharmacy and...
But, yeah, I was going to test everybody for COVID, but, of course, the COVID testing things that we've got are probably out of date, and there are new strains, but doesn't seem to be COVID. The health line advice was, if you're still like this in 3 weeks, go to the hospital.
It's a bit of a round again,
so 3 weeks.
So I'm wondering whether I should get another vaccination. Probably that too. Yeah, oh, don't scorn me.
You'll have to be well.
It's a choice. I'll do it whenever I'm well and get my flu shot as well.
And got some money because none of it's free.
Anymore. Oh, there is that too. Oh, gosh. And after the last few days I've had away, that's not me. Speaking of New Zealand music, I've got a track that's new music, and it's by a guy called Tim Mann, and his band is called The Great Kerfuffle. Tim Mann and The Great Kerfuffle.
Well, Kerfuffle sounds suitable for the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Well, doesn't it?
Mm.
Tim was a member, he plays bass, and was a member of The Plague, not the bubonic, but a group called The Plague, 78-79, WizKids, 79-80, and an obscure New Zealand group called Blam Blam Blam.
Uh-huh.
83 to 82, might remember their great number, There Is No Depression in New Zealand, There Are No Sheep on Our Arms.
It's about accurate for these days.
Well, he's about to release an album called The Great Kerfuffle, with a great team around him, also known as The Great Kerfuffle, as you'll have picked up, and that features members of Ardy Jar, who I might squeeze in a little later on, see how time goes, Bamboo, OMC, The Pneumatics, and, funnily enough, Blam Blam Blam. Now, this is, it's around about 6 months from the general election, and the country becomes beset with electoral dysfunction. I think it started already, certainly the campaigning has.
Yeah.
And so it's with that in mind that Tim Mann has created this song, which is called Vote, and it has that very early Blam 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 Flying Nun feel to it as well.
Democracy is the most inefficient way to run a country, but it's still better than anything else. It's the best way to invest in yourself. If you don't campaign, you can't complain. Vote, vote, you have to vote. I don't mind the government. Vote, vote, you've got to vote. I don't mind the colour of your coat. You vote for a goat. People will die to give you the right. Can you ignore that sacrifice? If you are a useful citizen, you'll be considered. boat. You've got to vote. I don't care of the color of your coat. You can vote for a joke. So much worse. You can't just rely on Robin Hood, Joan of Arc or Charlemagne, Saladin or Human Kindness, Julius Caesar, he was murdered, Cleopatra, Caesarian. Vote, vote, you have to vote. I don't mind the color of your coat. Vote, vote, you got to vote. I don't care the color of your coat. You vote for a goat. Invented in ancient Greece, a human answer to neighborhood peace. Don't you want your voice to be heard? A right, the wrong, something you could. How do you vote for the planet, for your grandchildren or someone else? Have to vote, have to vote. I don't care the color of your coat. Vote, vote, you've got to vote. I don't care the color of your coat. You vote for a goat.
Classic Kiwi underproduced gold, eh?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure whether they're all playing on the same song, actually.
Not sure if they're playing on the same planet sometimes, but it has that vibe of, you know, the late 70s, early 80s Flying Nun kind of feel to it. Tim Mann and The Great Kerfuffle from his album The Great Kerfuffle, and Vote, whether it encourages people to do so, and to do so with a bit of thought. That would be a good thing. New Zealand Music Month and new New Zealand music.
Yeah.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Thanks, Radio Southland. And it's also there as a podcast for you on all the usual platforms. This is the 306th episode. Now, it is hard to imagine that next week is the 307th. Not really, because it's only one more than 306. But that will mark our 6th anniversary of producing this show.
Oh, gosh, you've done some good maths.
Thought about it beforehand. As you well know, instant maths isn't necessary. And so I think show one started with a piece of New Zealand music, and it would be appropriate to roll it out again next week.
Oh, good eye.
Just in honour of the.
Trying to think of what it might have been.
Well, the clue is they're touring again. In New Zealand and headed for the UK.
Oh, I'm trying to think who I know is touring.
Only two concerts in New Zealand.
What's his face?
Disappointing. One of them's a Grammy winner, an Oscar winner.
Oh.
Right.
No. Oh, well, we'll wait and see for next week.
You'll be surprised.
Yes, I will.
Right, it is time for our musical. We're going to plough through some music today.
Okay.
It's easier than talking for me. No, where you go.
Oh. What would you like me to talk about?
Your selection for the musical, Taste of Asia.
Life, the Universe and Everything.
42.
Yes. Okay. So these guys are called Pop Ents, which is actually short for Popular Entertainers, was their original name back in 2021, but then it got, you know.
Oh, they're younger than us.
And it was tongue-in-cheek completely. These guys are from Seoul. I watched a video on how to pronounce the name properly for Koreans, but now I've forgotten.
Seoul?
No. But it's not Seoul. Anyway, the capital of South Korea. Oh, having said that, are they? Anyway, they are from that place.
You're the Minister of Korea here.
And they formed about 2021, and they have names like Dave and John, some of them. So there are now, these days, kind of multicultural group, but they're indie K music. And oh, I don't really have much else to say about them, actually. I rather like what they're doing. This is one of their latest albums, I want to say. How did I find out about it? I can't even remember. Might have been one of those recommended releases that pops up on Spotify now and then, you know. This is called Mogi Seiki, if you said badly. Have a listen.
That's our piece of not New Zealand music for this week, our musical taste of Asia from Pop Ents and Mogi Seiki, or words to that general effect.
Just to prove that K-pop is not the only good music that comes out of South Korea.
No, it's does it classify as clay rock, or is it
well, they're kind of
indie
in that,
rock?
Yeah, that indie rock kind of sort of R&B stuff too, actually. And S-O-U-L. Music as well. There's a huge amount of choice in the K-pop industry there.
It's
K-music, rather.
K-tunes.
Yeah, K-whatever.
K-smart.
Yeah.
It's New Zealand Music Month, and we'll get back into the number one single from in New Zealand in 1987, not too far away. And very shortly, we'll see what Lindell's been going on and scrolling in Lindell's real world. Should make mention, though, since we've had a recurring theme of illness, about the hantavirus outbreak on that cruise ship Hondius. Geez, hasn't that given the world a bit of a fright, eh?
Yeah.
Because people disembarked and took to the hills and...
Yes, and there were hazmat suits and all that stuff rounded up. Again.
It's very interesting because I think the Kiwi and some Australians have been rounded up nicely, and are being flown to Western Australia somewhere.
I thought they were going to Holland or...
Initially.
Oh, right.
So they're being taken to Holland where they'll be picked up by Australian authorities, flown to Western Australia to this... it looks like a detention centre, but it was a centre built for bringing people back into the country at the end of during the COVID pandemic.
Yep.
And by the time they'd finished building it, the pandemic had finished. This is its first actual run.
Oh my God.
But then there were all these kind of logistics, like they had to find a flight crew who would need to isolate as well for something like 40 days.
Yeah, and don't they can't come back into the country for they've got to isolate for 3 weeks, haven't they? Or something. And I saw a norovirus on another cruise ship.
Oh no!
As well, just in the last few days, I'm like, oh, still not going on a cruise then.
You know, there's still. Look, I'm really pleased that everybody's taking serious steps, because the last thing we need is another, you know, global pandemic. But
well, and the reaction from this government would be entirely different, wouldn't it?
Well, would it? Yeah, bring back St. Ashley. But the one thing you could guarantee would be the same as it was in the first pandemic, is it would be fake news, according to the Trumpalumpa. But I'm not even going to talk about him, because I...
We've got hand sanitizer. We can just drink that. We'll be fine.
I remember there was a kid down here at a daycare centre who drank a bit of sanitizer, and they're very worried because there was a lot of alcohol in it. There's a thought.
That'll be a last resort. We've got plenty to get through before we hit the hand sanitizer if we're isolated.
I'm gonna sanitize my throat with a very special martini. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Steve. Okay, yeah.
The orange fish.
Il est orange, il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
Doesn't really make you want to go on a cruise ship, does it? What's been scrawled?
Well, if you're a bit delicate, or a bit, you've had a, you know, closeted life, don't listen for the next couple of minutes.
Right.
I found a fantastic piece of information for all you grown-ups via the Hey It's a Fact Instagram account. And all I can say is what it says on the image, which is, in the 1940s, butt plugs were marketed as a headache remedy. And there's a photo of said item in front of the instructions for Dr. Young's rectal dilators. For the permanent cure of piles, constipation, nervousness, dyspepsia, and then in smaller writing, things like headaches.
Right.
So...
Well, that kind of makes sense. Because you've got to go, how did that get invented? But yeah, if somebody thought there was some sort of medicinal benefit, and then somebody else went, oh, that's nice.
Yes, it's like when they used to put cocaine into the Coca-Colas.
Yes, right? That's the real thing.
Yes, or the cough medicine. So, those of you who, A, suffer from a headache, and B, happen to have butt plugs at home, there's the solution, I suppose.
Well... It's going to make it interesting next time, you know, somebody goes to bed and turns to the other person and says,
I've got a, you know,
tonight, I've got a headache.
Well, have I got the answer for you? Yes, so, and given, you know, the company that you've been keeping in the last couple of days, you know, whatever. So thanks, Hey It's a Fact. Next time I've got a migraine, I'll just go for the codeine.
Keep it to yourself.
I'll just go for the codeine. Thanks very much, Hey It's a Fact.
Steve Le. Le poisson Steve. Il est orange. des jambes. Le bois rentive.
That's Lindell's Real World Bad Joke or Dad Joke on the way after our next song. Now, it's a cover. It was originally produced by a group called Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders back in 1965.
Gosh, isn't that name typical of the age?
Yes. And there were some great band, 1910 Fruit Gum Company. There's another one that springs to mind. Anyway, it was covered in 1987 by a New Zealand group, which was the singer, guitarist, and his girlfriend at the time, Tex Pistol, the late Ian Morris, formerly of The Dudes.
Oh, so cool.
He was. And it was a great 80s remix, of a version, rather, of that song. And it was the only New Zealand song to go to number one in the charts in that year.
Good heavens.
That was the year that I was working at Radio Caroline in Timaru. So it was the start of my my time on the wireless.
Your descent into Southland.
Yes.
That's a great song. God, I loved him. I just thought they were so cool, those the Morris boys, but him in particular.
Yep. Every time you say but now, I'm never going to migraine.
Yeah.
Here's Tex Pistol, The Game of Love.
Love, love.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose of a woman is to love her man. Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
love.
Started long ago in the Garden of Eden. Adam said to Eve, baby, you're for me. Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
love.
God, that takes me straight back to Timaru. It really does.
Oh, I was just trying to think what I was doing then, but I thought I was still at university.
1987. No, maybe just finished, because I'd left the Otago Daily Times the year previous. Well, it may actually have been earlier that year.
University.
Can't remember.
I don't know, maths. Blah.
But I summered in Timaru that year, and it was a great time. I met some lovely people up there, had a very enjoyable introduction to radio, because their catchment goes all the way up to past Twizel to Dekapol.
Oh.
And that was the first time I'd driven to Dekapol.
Ah.
In the station Ford Sierra station wagon. Which really...
Oh, don't get me started on those big vehicles.
Well, it wasn't really a big vehicle, mid-sized.
Well, yes.
Went really well.
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Somebody else's car always does, though, doesn't it?
I'm just a bit sensitive to the, you know, larger SUV /
not even ute close.
Things these days, having had to navigate them in the dark and the rain last week.
Yeah.
They're jolly annoying.
Well, especially with those new LED headlights.
Yes.
Because it's a very different type of light. Yep. And because your vehicle's lower to the ground and they're higher, it's generally straight in at head height.
Yeah, either in front of you or behind you. And, you know, fair to say that some of the people who drive those vehicles think they're a bit special.
Well, they are.
And so I find them very challenging on the road. But, yes, the LEDs are really terrible, actually, to drive towards.
Yeah, I don't think I've driven a vehicle with them, so I'm not sure what they're like, illuminating the road.
They certainly they don't have the light wash, like, as you know, with the streetlights now. Also, they don't have the light wash, so they're either right there or they're not at all. Which is a bit frustrating when you're driving in the dark and the rain. However, I survived.
And, you know, there's going to be more and more rain. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Thank you for joining us for our 306th episode. It's our six-year anniversary next weekend. And will we do something special? We'll do what we always do.
Which is always special.
Hopefully you like it. 1989, so we went from 1987 and the Game of Love. In 1989, I was here in Invercargill. And a cassette album was put out by a group called Pretty Wicked Head and the Desperate Men. And I do remember encountering them in a variety of alcoholic establishments around the province, in fact, including a music festival in Tuatapere at the Domain called Backwaters.
Oh, God, I love Backwaters.
I emceed it one year. I have very little recollection of the event.
I remember there being rain the year I went.
It was a bit... bit warm, a bit wet when we were there. Anyway, in 2010, Chris Chilton, I think he must have been still back at the Southland Times or was doing something for the Times, and sent a survey around people going, what was your favourite Southland band? And we all came back with the same answer. It was Pretty Wicked Head and the Desperate Men.
It's a great name.
Well, because the album had only ever been released on cassette, was never on a CD, they put together a project to have it digitised and produced as a CD with a couple of extra tracks on it as well, none of which I'm going to play. And there's also some video footage that was shot when they were touring Canada. So I'm going to play Pretty Wicked Head and the Desperate Men and All New Zealand Heroes for you in just a moment. But first...
But wait.
Some philosophizing, followed by a dad joke or a bad joke. You can decide. The philosophizing that I'm going to do is this. Because yesterday I had to scramble to get some lunch, and I found a coffee shop that had a dirty big Lamington in it.
Oh.
Raspberry.
Oh.
I ate it.
Of course you did.
And if you eat an entire cake without cutting it, technically you've only had one piece.
Correct.
That's my philosophy for this week.
Correct.
Pretty Wicked Head and the Desperate Men in just a couple of seconds. Bad joke or dad joke, you decide. My church serves noodles at communion.
Does it?
Yes. We're ramen Catholic. Here a week, folks.
confusion or acceptancy. Working every morning till late at night. You watch your television on your bar at night. It's a privilege to be alive. This is God's old country, man. Everyone survives. So open up to your identity, yo. And up a number on your IRB. Twist your fantasy and tell us now. Open up and we can show you how.
Kiwi music, Southland music, Pretty Wicked Head and The Desperate Men, one of the greatest band names ever to come out of Southland.
Oh, and that's a ripper.
It's a bloody good song. Yep. All New Zealand heroes. See if I can do this from memory, and I might get it wrong, and I apologise if I do, but it's the swagger of Sean Kirkpatrick on lead vocals and guitars, Vaughan Templeton on drums, the late Kane, Kerr on bass. I think Chris Chilton fills in that position when they play these days. And once upon a time, Pablo Kelly, remember him?
Yes, yeah, friend of Winters, right?
Yep, yeah, exactly. And a great artist who designed the album cover used to chip in with a bit of guitar as well, I think, but not on that album. Love it.
Yep, same.
New Age Savage was the album that came off. Rise and Shine was the other one that came off.
Oh, yeah.
And my introduction to repertory in Invercargill was doing a play written by Jerry Ford called, I think when he rewrote it, it was Rise of the Great Kiwi Bloke. Jeez, the complete name of it. Silly Season.
Mm.
And sold out State Insurance Theatre, extended season. And both All New Zealand Heroes and Rise and Shine were the two songs that we played at the beginning off Darren's cassette.
Oh, cassette, too.
Cassette, which I still has in the garage. This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are so grateful that you've given us an hour of your weekend to enjoy. We hope you are. Quick sports talk and a roundup of what's going on around the world. Super Rugby Pacific, getting at the pointy end now. The Crusaders had a home win over the Blues last week, 36-20. Bit of a walloping. While the Chiefs beat the Reds 21. Those were the Friday night games. On Saturday, it was a do-or-die match between the Highlanders and the Waratahs. And it was pretty bloody close in the first half, and many cards were presented. And in the end, it was the Highlanders that held out with last-minute points. 31-26, or was it the Waratahs that were scoring in the last minute, but didn't quite do it? No, I think the Highlanders did. Anyway, so that keeps the playoff hopes mathematically possible for the Highlanders. excuse me, tremendously unlikely, but possible. Anything's possible. Remember Jimmy Spittle?
Yes.
You met him, didn't you? You were at something he was talking at.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Jimmy Spittle.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he was going, he wasn't bagging New Zealand. He was going, but, you know, don't write us off. But, you know, can you come back? Oh, but what if we did? Wouldn't it be great? And they did.
Yeah. No, he spoke really well. He was actually earned a lot of brownie points that day.
In other matches, the Hurricanes trounced Moana Pacifica. Moana were at home, which is a shame, 50-17. And the Brumbies beat the Force 32-15. So the Friday night games for this weekend, the Crusaders were hosting the Chiefs while the Waratahs played the Brumbies. On Saturday, Moana Pacifica are home again, third win in a row, playing the Reds at 4:30. They might get the Reds, you know.
Yeah.
Because, like, the first half last week against the Hurricanes, who are top of the table.
Yeah.
They looked a threat.
Together.
Oh, it'd be great. I love watching them play when they're in winning frame of mind. Hurricanes are hosting the Highlanders. 7 o'clock. And the Force are playing the Drua. Drua have kind of had a bit of a comeback as well. But, you know, you can't rule out the Western Force. Must be getting close to Super Rugby Aupiki as well. Warriors had a bye last weekend, so they're back for the NRL this Sunday, hosting the Broncos 6 o'clock Sunday night. A-League, wow, isn't it all go there? Last weekend, Auckland FC were at home and drew 1-1 against Adelaide United in the first league of the semi-finals. Kind of hard to figure out, but there's two leagues of the semi-finals. So the draw and then in extra time, I think they ended up with the win. This weekend, it's leg two, and Adelaide are at home, and the match was 9:30 Friday night. Or now, if you're listening to the podcast on Friday night. A-League, here's where the excitement really happens for the A-League women. The Phoenix beat the Brisbane Roar 2-0 in leg two of the semi-finals there, so they make the finals for the first time. 6:15 Saturday evening, and they're being hosted by Melbourne City. Now, they've been playing the games out in Porirua.
Mm.
One would hope that if they pull it off, even if they don't, why can't they play the Phoenix women at the Cake Tin?
Yes, exactly.
Why not?
Mm. Yes. I wonder, yes.
And because we were talking again about the FIFA Women's World Cup when that was on, and then there was the FIFA Men's World Cup, which is, you know, it's a lot of Hollywood.
Mm.
And the women's game reminded you of why it's called the Beautiful Game.
Mm.
Well, you know, there were a couple of incidents in there, the butt stomping.
Yeah, but it's like many of the sports, actually, it's the women's version is much more even and skill-based.
Yeah.
Likes of baseball, softball, soccer, rugby.
Yep.
No, not rugby, not so much.
Well,
You know, if you're big and strong, it becomes just a battle of the strength, right, especially the likes of softball and stuff. Women's football is much more skillful than perhaps some of the others.
So that's what's going on in the world of football. Go the next woman.
Yeah.
Have they got a next name?
No, I don't know, but I'm wondering if the audience, if the crowd all take their shirts off when they win.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the old Benny Hill thing, go along to watch women's football and then a couple of guys in the stand going, what are we sitting here? It's so boring. Waited till the end of the game and they all swap shirts and there's that grin that comes across Benny Hill's face.
Yeah, I wonder if the crowd is predominantly women, in which case they probably won't take their tops off.
So from the games they've had out at Porirua, I've seen a couple of them.
Really,
and they're really well attended and a great mix, which is fabulous.
So
no Formula One this weekend. Next weekend they're in Canada. V8 supercars, same. Next weekend in Tasmania. NASCAR, well, last weekend, Shane Van Gisbergen, they were at Watkins Glen, and he won last year there. He qualified on pole, and he did so again this year, and he won the race, short story. The thing is, he had to do a pit stop and change tyres with 18 laps to go, and dropped back under green flag. And he was the only person going into the pitch to change tyres. The team said, you need new tyres.
That was a bad plan.
Well, then he came back out with 18 laps to go in 18th position.
Mm.
And in 10 laps, he was in the lead.
Mm.
He was passing cars like they were tied to a fence post. And the Americans were just blown away.
Yes.
Yahoo.
Well, we've known that for ages.
Yes.
He's catch
still,
up, you
he's
guys.
Still learning on the ovals. It's an all-star race for NASCAR at Dover, which is a really short Coliseum-like circuit, Monday morning at 5 a.m. IndyCar were racing on the Indianapolis Motor Speedway road course last Sunday. And Indy, the month of May is IndyCar. They do the road course, and then in a fortnight, it's the Indianapolis 500. So top finishing Kiwi Scott Dixon, Sir Scott Dixon, I should say, was sixth. Marcus Armstrong, who raised the ire of one Romain Grosjean, former Formula One driver from France, who tried to toast himself once, and Roman was he was busting for a fight.
Oh,
Marcus stood his ground though, just fixed. And let everybody else get in the way. Anyway, Marcus finished 11th, and Scott McLaughlin, Scotty was back in 16th. As I say, Indy 500, Monday, May 25th at 2 o'clock in the morning. Whew. Brendan Leach was running in the Australian GT Championship last weekend at Talem Bend. Race one on Saturday was won by Brendan and his co-driver Sergio Perez. They're driving a Mercedes-AMG GT3 for Tagani Motorsport. Race 2 on Sunday, it wasn't quite as good. They finished 7th. Tagani leads the team's championship, while Brendan, and Sergio, one would assume, is 5th overall.
Yay.
Which is great. Next, they're at Queensland Raceway on the 13th of June. And I think he's also doing, of course, the GT World Challenge Asia in a Ferrari for Harmony Racing, and their next race is the weekend prior to that on the 5th and 6th of June in Shanghai. Last weekend, we watched it live. Cormac Buchanan. Sorry, Cormac. We should have just left it to Ludlow the youngest to watch it. Because we are the curse. FIM Moto 3, and they were on the Bugatti circuit, which is not the big Le Mans circuit at Le Mans. It's a race circuit. But it was wet and very slippery, and pretty much more than half the field came off their bike at some point.
Yes,
as did Cormac on the first lap.
Unfortunately, he couldn't get back on his.
Some of them did, and yeah,
he's pretty disappointed.
Yep,
because he stood a good chance if he managed to survive the first lap.
Well, he had qualified quite well.
Yeah, and he was quite good in the wet, though. Even the commentators mentioned that he was good in the wet. But
not to be.
Not to be.
Oh, dear. Their next race is this Sunday, so it's a quick turnaround for him to get back on the horse, as it were. And they're racing at Barcelona on the Catalunya circuit, so that's where the Grand Prix used to be, or might still be, I can't remember. I think it's around about 5:15 New Zealand time. Check it out on the web for yourself. It's live on the 3Now app if you want to watch it. Whew, so much going on.
Yes.
And that's what's going on in the big wide world of sport. We have reached the time for our last piece of New Zealand music. Polyfunk is what it's called, the style, the genre. It goes back to 1987, and it climbed as high as number 41 on the New Zealand charts. I always thought it should have done better.
Yeah, I'm surprised it didn't get higher than that, but there must have been something weird internationally taking some space.
But the song has survived, and survived well. It's a great dance track.
Yes.
So this is brother and sister Ryan and Betty Ann Monger, and together they are Adija. This is Time Makes a Wine. Thank you so much for listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. Join us for our 6-year anniversary next episode, and have yourself a great weekend.
Oh, ka kite, don't be a tick. We'll be right back.
the breeze. I can't get away so far when you take the keys from my car. You make it hard to keep a young girl off the knees.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.